This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is 3/4/21. This is show number 218. Well, we got the initial weekly claims report, right, Nick?
Yeah, we did today. The claims came in at 745,000 new weekly claims. That was somewhat in line. I think it was not as good as projected, but it wasn't really that far off. So we'll just say it was somewhat in line with the expectations. But the big story today, Kerry, is really coming from the Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell. He'll be speaking this afternoon, and that's really going to be what the markets are going to be waiting for. There's been a lot of problems in the market since last week when he testified on Capitol Hill. And I think going forward here, he's going to really have to pull a rabbit out of the hat, because there's a lot of problems going on in the bond market. And obviously, we've seen already what's happened with the NASDAQ sell-off.
Yeah. And so the NASDAQ broke its, what was it, its moving average there. It gave back all its gains for 2021, right?
Yeah. NASDAQ is now trading below the 50-day moving average. And really, that hasn't happened since October. And we were significantly below it, too. The 50-day moving average for the NASDAQ composite is around 13,340. Right now, we're at 12,935. So he's going to come up with something to try to get that to stabilize. But there's lots of cracks out here, and we're starting to see it.
Yeah, is he going to call out the monetary bazooka again, or are we going to long-range monetary intercontinental ballistic missiles?
That's a good question. I'm not sure what he's going to be able to do this time around, but he's certainly going to have to do something. Last night in the overnight repo market, there was problems there, and we're going to have to just sit tight and see what comes out of the Fed today. But every trader that I know that is following the markets as closely as I am is waiting to hear what he says this afternoon.
What can he really say, though?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. You know, they've been very, very creative. You know, a lot of people are now thinking they're going to have to go back and do the old Operation Twist. That's a playbook out of Ben Bernanke. That it actually wasn't from him. They've done that years and years before. But we're going to see if these things are effective. But right now, the bond market is talking. It's not just higher yields going up. There's other problems in the overnight lending. So it's going to be interesting today. When you look at the 10-year U.S. Treasury note yield, you know, it's basically flat. So we'll see where we go here. But you already know what I'm thinking. So I mean, maybe he'll say something. Maybe it'll give us a nice bounce, and you know, that'll give us more trade action.
Yeah. Well, usually when he speaks, there's a lot going on behind the scenes as well, whether it's money printing. Well, it's always money printing, but where the money printed goes, who it's going to, what segment of the economy they're going to bail out next, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really, you know, everybody looks for clues. I just watch the charts, and I just let the charts interpret it to me. I'm never smart enough to figure out the story, but I just watch the charts in each market, and I just try to leave it and keep it that simple. But one thing I want to bring up is that the financial stocks have been extremely strong since we've had this rise in yields. And as rates have moved up, the financial stocks have really soared, JP Morgan in particular. These stocks are now all in what I like to say, getting to parabolic levels. And we all know how parabolic chart patterns end. So should the financial stocks start to roll over, then there's even bigger problems in this market. So it's going to be something how and if the central bankers can keep this thing from coming unglued.
So if the financials roll over, then everything is cooked.
Yeah, I think it's lights out if that happens. So, you know, again, they've been very, very strong. And, you know, if you just take a look at JP Morgan, I mean, the stock in October was trading under $100 a share. Now it's at 150, you know, 152. It's just been a meteoric rise. It's been tremendous. And this is all on the back of a steeper yield curve, which is great. But there's a lot of underlying problems out here. And if by some chance, and I believe yields are going a lot higher personally. So yields continue to climb, that hits the mortgage market. People stop, you know, it's just a big trickle down effect. And the markets always read into this stuff. And that's why I think you're seeing what you're seeing already. As you know, mid-February, we've had some real good sell-offs.
Yeah, that's for sure. Much as you were predicting. Hey, gold and silver. So the overnight market again, they tried to slam gold. They slammed it yesterday. It was down to like 1710, but still in that tradable low range, right?
Yeah, right now. I mean, if you take a look at gold futures, I mean, it's not a big day, but they're stable. You know, they're up $1.20 right now in gold futures at around 1717. And again, you know, when you have that kind of a downdraft that we've had, it takes a little bit of time to turn around. But I like gold here at this level. You know, I've already participated in it. I like the GDX, which is the gold miners as well. That's up 43 cents today. And that's had a nice run over the last hour. Again, it seems to be trading somewhat with the market. I'd like to see that not happen. I'd like to see the market ultimately go lower and gold go higher. But that will only happen if there is what we call the fear trade kicks in. So stay tuned. I think that's a good possibility.
Will the fear trade kick in? So we're in March again. Are we going to get another March crash?
I don't think we get a I'm not penciling in a crash. But what I do think is that ultimately the markets are going lower. So and I say that as meaning the major indexes, the S&P, the Russell, the NASDAQ. The Dow right now is continuing to show leadership. In fact, today the Dow is the one index that is in the green. So, you know, again, I always think that that's a negative when the Dow shows leadership, because that's where people go to park money. That's where people say, hey, I'll ride out the storm there. It's like a safety harbor. Basically, they're just going to collect a dividend and let it ride. So we'll see what today brings. You know, there's a chance of a bounce here on the expectation that Jay Powell will pull a rabbit out of the hat. But, you know, again, I think we have choppy waters ahead.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. Make sure you go over to inthemoneystocks.com. Take a look at Nick's extensive trading record and take a look at the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. And, of course, send us your emails to kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.